We want to know what you're going to be doing over the long 4th of July weekend. Maybe you're stuck at work or you're going to be spending some time with family. We're sorry. Tracy's from Ayer. What are you up to this weekend, Tracy?
So I am going to be completing my 2024 Try for a Cure Towel of Inspiration. So I'm doing the Try for a Cure July 14th in Maine to raise money for Maine Cancer. And I carry a whole bunch of names with me every year. I make a little towel, and that helps keep me going through the triathlon. And I'm hopefully going to reach my goal this weekend. I'm just shy of $1,000 away from my $12,000 fundraising goal.
Wow.
So I'm praying that I can actually hit that goal this weekend to support those that are fighting cancer.
That is a big, big number.
What's that website?
Where can people donate?
People can donate to my fundraising page. It's Maine Cancer, that's M-A-I-N-E Cancer, one word, /participant/TracyJordan, TracyJordan.
We've talked to you in the
So I'm hopeful I'm going to reach there.
Yes.
Find it. July 14th seems like a warm time to do a triathlon.
Yeah, I've done them in August, so the summer ones are definitely warm, and this year is a brutal summer. So we're hoping, last year they actually had to cancel the bike for a bunch of people because they had a tornado warning. I was already out on the bike, but I came back in, and I'm like, how come there's so many people on the run course? There's usually not many people on the run course when I come in for my bike. It's because they canceled the bike and had people just go straight to the run. Ah. So we're hoping this year we'll have better weather and actually be able to have the entire triathlon instead of just the swim and the run.
So you want to do more miles.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, and we hope you reach that fundraising goal as well. I'm not sure. I believe this is Megan from Kingston.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. You going horseback riding?
Yeah, we're going to a Rocking Horse Ranch in New York, and they have horseback riding and pools and water slides and tubing. And then we're bringing a pad of paper with us so that we can start working on our Shaw's shopping list to go shopping with Kennedy.
Let's go!
Why are you going shopping with Kennedy?
Because up until a few days ago, this Rocking Horse Ranch was the only vacation we had planned. And now we're spending a week on the beach and the Cape.
Oh, it's that, Megan?
Yes!
Oh.
What do you know?
It's our beach house winner, Megan.
You still riding that high? Right.
Oh my gosh, it's been so crazy the past few days. Yes, absolutely. I'm still in shock.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you next week. We will shop and get everything that you need.
Yep, we're excited too.
Nothing healthy. It's vacation.
You do whatever
you want. If Kennedy tries to pick out kale, you slap it out of her hand.
Calories don't count when you're on the Cape. I know that to be a fact.
Yeah.
How many?
It'll be half and half.
Have you had a lot of people reach out to you that you hadn't talked to in a long time?
Just a few or more.
A few or more. A
lot of new cousins.
I mean, it is Bon Jovi, one of the most famous bands ever.
It's still rude.
Yes.
I said what I said.
Shoot or shoot.
Well, we'll see you at the beach house.
The weirdest part is the random people reaching out on Facebook, yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? Just not people that you don't know?
Like messaging me, yeah.
Kristen, our listeners find them and call them when their names are called to make sure that they heard
Well, I understand
names.
That, but I wouldn't think they would reach out to them to try and get in. Has anybody offered you money to try and get in?
No, not yet.
All right,
not yet.
Well, step up your offers. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Or leave her alone.
All right, well, we'll see you at the beach house in a couple of weeks.
I'll see you next week.
All right, thank you guys.
Bye.
Have a nice weekend.
All right, bye-bye. That's amazing.
That's cool.
That is kind of cool. Janine is from Sharon, or is it Sharon from Janine? I'm not sure.
It's Janine from Sharon.
Hey, Janine. And you're going on a cruise where?
To Alaska.
Oh,
that's cool.
A bucket list for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. Bucket list, too. It's like the top of my bucket list. I'm so excited.
Wow.
Is it wintertime in Alaska? I feel like it's wintertime 24.
It's pretty much 24 because they do have glaciers, obviously. But it's in the mid lower 60s. I've been watching the weather, and that it's in upper 50s, lower 60s. So right now,
What will you be doing on the cruise to Alaska? Any expeditions?
So we have three excursions booked. One is a dog sledding excursion where we take a helicopter ride onto a glacier and do some dog sledding.
What?
That is like my best. We have an ATV excursion booked and salmon fishing.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Have so much fun.
Oh, yeah. We plan on it.
Amazing. All of a sudden sitting in traffic going to the Cape doesn't seem as exciting, does it?
I was just thinking Carson's going to come to me next and I have to follow helicopter ride to a glacier with my stupid weekend.
This is not a competition, friends.
It is, and we just lost Ann. Have a great time. Call us when you get back. We want to hear all about it, Janine.
Yes.
Thank you. Producer Dan, what are you doing this weekend?
Nothing.
For the 4th of July?
I'm going
go to Winnipesaukee.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as this show ends, I'm going up north. I'm going to hang out at Lake Winnipesaukee all weekend with my family. We're having a 4th of July cookout on Guilford Beach because my cousin, who I haven't seen in a couple years, he moved to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
He's back in town, so we're going to go hang out on the beach and see him.
Nice.
Okay.
And then Saturday, we rented a boat.
No!
A big pontoon boat.
No!
Yep.
No!
Don't tell us how to live. This is America.
That's
Dan,
right.
What are you going to learn?
Never.
You almost sank the last one.
I hope not.
Then you ran one aground, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't aground. There was just a rock that was a little bit higher than
that's called running aground.
Whatever. Okay, Captain.
Right? Because he drives boats every day.
I'm actually surprised the company still rents to you.
There was one minor accident.
$6,000
worth of damage.
The people who rent pontoon boats don't.
This is not even a pontoon boat, is it?
This is a pontoon boat.
Oh,
yeah, they get
pontoon
boats. That's what they get.
Yeah, so my girlfriend's family is coming up this time, so we'll have passengers we can bring.
Oh, so you're going to ruin other families' vacations,
yeah.
Not just yours.
We're going to take all of us down.
It's a story you get to tell later.
Yeah, it's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah,
try to bring me down. This is America.
Don't yuck his yum.
I was trying to find the Gilligan's Island theme. Well, you have a great 4th of July weekend.
I will.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.